is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, joins me, and we're very pleased to go immediately to Jerusalem to the president of the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, Ambassador Dori Gold. Dori, a very good evening to you. Thank you. Your memory of the moment you heard the alarms for incoming rockets to Jerusalem. Where were you and what did you think at that moment, Dori? Good evening.
Well, sometimes we have mundane things in life, but I happened to be walking out of the supermarket. I heard the alarms and I suddenly said, I can't believe this because, you know, the Hamas has been telling the world that they want to defend Jerusalem and that Jerusalem's under threat because of Israel, that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is going to be threatened by Israel. And yet what do? They launch rockets at Jerusalem. And, you know, the clear-cut contradiction, the hypocrisy was so glaring. The threat went away in a short time. I just wanted to get home to make sure the family was okay. But the lie that they have been putting forward, Al-Aqsa is in danger, while they shoot missiles at Jerusalem, it didn't buy any confidence on my side.
Malcolm?
So, Dori, could you give us an overall assessment of what you think the accomplishments of the operation, the Guardians of the Wall, did they degrade Hamas capacity? And what is Hamas left with in terms of its ability to continue its terrorist activities?
Well, clearly Hamas was degraded. Today, the chief of staff of the Israeli army, Aviv Kochavi, gave a press conference and spoke about some of the accomplishments. And basically, Hamas was unable to launch either an air, sea, or ground operation against the state of Israel. Neutralized. You know, last time we discovered the tunnels back in 2014, and they had plenty of tunnels now. Those tunnels were ineffective, unable to be used. I'll give you one piece of hard data. This came out today. The Hamas fired 4,360 rockets at Israel. Now, right before the operation, 20% of these rockets were degraded by our intelligence organizations that operated in the Gaza Strip. First of all, that's an extraordinary military feat. But with 20% of those rockets not usable, the ability of Hamas to cause any damage to Israel was severely limited. That was a military victory. However, I have political reservations I can speak about separately.
The ambassador is here, Malcolm, to help us understand Israel right now, not just during the conflict. So I wanted to ask you, Dori, about the visit of United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He's given an interview on Channel 12 on the news. How was it received in Israel?
Look, I want to say two things about Secretary Blinken. I met him when I was the Director General of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I led a delegation to the State Department. And both from that meeting, from when he came to Israel and we had a strategic coordination with him. This is when he was Deputy Secretary of State. He's a good guy. That's what I found. However, the policies they have been pursuing have not been good for the Middle East. Now, the latest one that disappointed me is the decision that they took to reopen the U.S. consulate in East Jerusalem. It was closed. It was integrated with the U.S. Embassy in East Jerusalem, and there's also U.S. law involving the status of that consulate. So the fact that he would sort of roll back the what was accomplished in the Trump period and, again, consider reopening the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, the U.S. consulate in East Jerusalem was a big disappointment. He didn't have to do it, and the Palestinians didn't require a reward or shouldn't have been given a reward for launching a war against the state of Israel.
Malcolm?
Well, don't they need Israel's permission, I think, to do it, and Netanyahu has come out against it. But overall, would you say that President Biden certainly stood the ground with Israel and kept defending Israel's right to defend itself, as did Blinken? And I understand that they told the Egyptians that they want them to stop building up Hamas and stop talking about the resistance, and that order went already to Egyptian television, and instead to build up the PA's presence in Gaza. Do you think that will stabilize things more?
Well, I think that's helpful. However, it's really not enough. We have two problems. Many people in the world today consider Hamas to be a normal political partner that Israel should be working with. Hamas is part of the Muslim Brotherhood Network. It is dedicated to jihadi goals, just like the Muslim Brotherhood. It's a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. And in case you don't know, the Muslim Brotherhood is not a fraternity at the University of Vermont. The Muslim Brotherhood is the original organization that called for global jihad against the West. And they are dangerous. You know, in the United Arab Emirates, and in Saudi Arabia, the Muslim Brotherhood has been outlawed. And in other Arab countries as well, they read Arabic. They know exactly what they stand for. And therefore, anything that empowers, that suggests that Hamas is a possible partner for the state of Israel is bad. Now, one other thing I have to add to that. It's not as though the Palestinian Authority is a cozy partner for Israel in the future. You know, the last U.S. administration that sought to cut a deal between Israel and the PA in the peace process was the Obama administration through Secretary Kerry's visits here. And, you know, there was an American proposal put on the table, which Netanyahu said yes to. But when it was given to Mahmoud Abbas in 2014, he made that famous remark, "I'll get back to you," and he never got back. I'm going into that detail because it's not as though there are these good guys called Fatah and the PLO, and the bad guys are Hamas. They're both bad. Only Mahmoud Abbas and his organization are not lobbing rockets into Jerusalem.
Dory, we have about a minute. The Gaza war concluded now, but I was in the Gaza war of 2014. Every 7 years this happens without resolution? 30 seconds, Dory.
Look, Israel's in a hard dilemma with Gaza. If it wants to use overwhelming strength, you know, do the Russian Chechnya option, just flatten whole civilian areas. That's something we won't do. True, we would also be condemned in the UN, but it's against our values. It's against the values of the Israeli army. So we can't use conclusive military strength, despite the fact that we have it. And that creates a very difficult situation when you're fighting terrorism.
Dory Gold is the president of the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, Ambassador Dory Gold. Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Babcock.